deleted that tweet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, it is insane.
Oh, wait, fuck. BetDSI.com.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can bet at BetDSI.com. Yeah. I hope they don't, like, pull the read and just hear me say, but you can bet it at BetDSI.com.
Well, no. The read starts now.
Oh, the read starts now.
Remember,
it's the premier sports betting website.
You remember
here.
That thing we saw about Brandon Wardell getting in a fight?
Brandon Wardell, that was fun.
You
bet on Lewis's fights with men with Down syndrome in the alley behind the
ShopRite?
Francis Park Shopping Center in Edison, New Jersey. Dude, I'm telling you, fighting is the only thing that's ever mattered to me. And now that they made it legal to fight men with Down syndrome for cash... Lewis, they didn't make it legal.
I just need the money, yeah. Lewis.
No, this is one of his interns.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that was the guy with Down syndrome. Yeah.
No, it's one of his interns that has Down syndrome.
Oh, I got gotcha,
you.
And
the other Down syndrome fighters are like, how could you turn your back on your people? And it's just a Down syndrome guy that's Samuel L. Jackson in Django. Yeah. He's like, get these retards out of here.
So, yeah, they're the premier sports book.
Sports betting website on the internet.
The internet.
They've been in business over 20 years.
Wow.
How many years is that?
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Nine. Ten.
I was going to say that.
My bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
Nine, ten.
11. 12.
Shit.
13?
Yes.
15.
Yeah, I knew all these.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years.
Over that.
So even 21, 22. We don't want to go into it, but yeah, more than 20.
I think I'm that age, but plus 10 years. I'm 30.
Oh, so how many is that? So that's 21. 22, 23, 24, 25.
I wish my life expectancy was 36, 35.
26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah. So that's how old Nick is. And BetDSI has been around 10 years less than that.
Yeah, BetDSI has been around.
They pay out winners,
and they pay out winners, dude. And they got award-winning customer service.
Dude, there's a blue ribbon tied around every guy.
They got blue ribbon award-winning customer service. This is 100% true. They actually won a Pulitzer Prize for customer service. Last year at the Cannes Festival,
mm-hmm. Yep,
for got the jury
selection.
Yeah,
at piece de shit, shit de fuck festival. They got award winning customer service, an easy to use mobile app, play bet win. You can play anywhere.
Wow,
you know, play with my fucking balls.
Play with Nick's cock and balls.
So you can play with my. Actually, you can't. Please don't.
Don't. Please do.
Please don't ever.
Play with his cock and balls.
Keep your hands behind the velvet rope. Hands off. Don't touch. So, I got a little placard over my asshole describing my dick and its history, what it did back in the 90s. My little velvet rope. It's like, yeah, bitch, welcome to the museum. Keep your damn voice down. We don't want to wake up the exhibits.
Are the exhibits other guys in their cocks? Or
no, it's just we only got one exhibit.
Nice. Like, but you don't want to wake it?
It's, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Another placard, a little velvet rope around my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. And then another placard.
Right.
The asshole. Mm-hmm. Plaster on putty.
Oh, okay.
Oil on ass.
Olive oil on ass cheeks. Just rubbing your own ass with oil.
On BetDSI.
On BetDSI.
They got an award-winning mobile app that you can use anywhere. Play,
whoa,
bet, win.
Fuck. At the museum.
Play, bet, win. Bet, win.
Win.
Ass.
Fuck.
Win.
Cock.
Fuck.
Suck.
Shit.
Cunt. Win.
Win. Have you ever shit the bed while fucking?
I've never done that.
What?
Are we still doing it every year?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that's part of the copy.
I want to try that.
You want to try shitting the bed while fucking?
You just pretend you're like, oh my God, it was an accident.
Oh my, just a full turd or what?
Just spraying diarrhea.
Diarrhea. It would have to be diarrhea. Yeah.
Doesn't that part shut down?
I'd be like, you're just so hot.
You made me squirt.
Yeah.
So wet.
Damn, you're so hot.
I'm so wet. I'm wet all down my legs.
Anyway, see ya. They're like, this is your apartment. Just put on a fedora and walk out of the apartment completely nude. See you later, Tuts. And just like police lights in the hallway.
Wait, who is it? Is it you live there?
No, sir. With the hat. Just shitty, shitty ass balls.
Leaving a trail of diarrhea down the steps. How did you find me? Well, we just found little spots of diarrhea. Yeah. Lead us to the public park where you were sucking off another man.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah, you totally should.
I want to try something new. I bet the Inside is a great mobile app, easy to use from anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering. You can make plays throughout the entire game and events.
Wow.
Here's what we're going to be betting on this week. Take.
The damn Super Bowl. Bet on the Rams.
The Pennsylvania 1600s to win the Super Bowl against the Denver.
No, it's the Rams versus the Patriots.
The Denver.
And I'll be in L.A., actually, during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Come see me February 2nd, the day before the Super Bowl.
Damn, Rams versus the Patriots kind of reminds me of Nathan Phillips, the liar, versus Nick Sandman, the Patriot, the young Patriot boy, who stood up for unborn Americans everywhere. Every unborn baby, because of our fucked up naturalization laws, has the potential to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to get that, you know, their mom's pussy over here.
That's right.
Once you slip and slide, that's a good argument that I would make. If birth or if life starts at conception,
yes,
then, like, why the, you should be able to naturalize somebody.
So if someone
someone
got pregnant
busted in
Italy on their honeymoon,
Well, no, if somebody gets busted in America,
they're
come
American.
Over here as a native as an immigrant. Get busted in, go back to Mexico, you're pregnant here, and then you can have the baby in Mexico, and you'd be like, well, life begins at fucking bust.
That's so true.
I got busted in back in Tejas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
know? I was at the fucking Greyhound station. I got raped by a cop.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then
that was
20
conception.
Years later, guess who's getting sworn in to the office of president?
The baby.
Alexander Ocasio-Cortez. She's going to be trans next year.
I see.
And that's
Alex.
I think she's from New York, actually. I don't think that's what happened at all.
Oh, my bad. I thought her mom was raped by a cop in the grave.
No.
Anyway, I don't think we've technically finished the
read. Anyway, so there's a promo code. There's a promo code.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help the Democratic Party win. I'm saying, look,
heal.
Here's what,
it
look, I know everything
heal.
About messaging and signaling. You want to win?
BetDSI.com/what? Tell them what.
Here's who's winning. Here's who's winning in 2020 for the Democrats. You put this forward. A pile of rape cum with a pink bow on the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, that's a boy. It's not like we wear a pink bow. And it's like, actually, she can do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it just sits there on the stage and Trump yells at it.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, well, look how many times Trump shouted over the pile of sexual assault cum. We counted.
So anyway,
they never got a word in anyway.
Yeah.
Bet on the pile of cum.
Don't they give you some kind of money that's as good as a voucher or something?
Hey, look, I got excited there for a second. I'm trying to help the Democrats. I know some people, they say, Mullen, you cross a line sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't even know when you're joking anymore.
Right.
And you know what? I'm a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I like all the dreamers.
I like all of the dreamers.
Yeah.
In fact, you can call me a wet dreamer. And I'm trying to find different ways to make this world a better place.
And listen, if you're an immigrant struggling to make ends
meet, if you don't like
meet,
these ideas, just don't adopt them. But you can't get mad at me for trying.
So true.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the heart of it. Look, we just want to, like, for the sake of the discourse, just put these things forward.
Mm-hmm.
Could you perhaps run a pile of cum?
Rape cum.
As the Democratic.
You said rape cum.
Yes, yeah. As rape cum.
With a bow, with a pink
with
bow.
With a pink bow. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the kente cloth around it.
Oh, okay. And
you're a Democratic nominee. A pile of rape cum with a pink bow.
But that nominee needs to be 35.
Just finish.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
you
the problem.
You can't.
Fuck.
It has to be 35-year-old bust.
Yeah. That's ageist.
Wow.
Well, that's the law, baby. The Constitution. Yeah.
So when you sign up, make sure you use promo code CUM120 so they know we sent you. I mean, you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you played at the tables.
Yeah.
It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash.
Free cash.
So if you're going to be in the sports book, we love to gamble. If you use promo code CUM120, up to $1,000, they're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which you turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with. So once again, that's betdsi.com, CUM120. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys aren't hearing me out with this thing.
No, I'm with you. I think you're trying
to bring America together. I think that a lot of people, there's a lot of division, and I get what you're...
How about this? The pile of cum has a gun.
Okay. I love that.
And but a here's, Bible.
It's not that I didn't like where you're going. It's just that I think our sponsors pay a lot of good money for us to keep it out of politics.
They don't pay any money, dude. These are products that we use.
You're so right. Yeah.
Yeah, that we happen to...
I just think, listen, I love the idea. I just think it's a little risque to talk politics during a read.
Yeah, we try now, to. Yeah, we talk try about to rape keep it apolitical
yeah,
on this show.
We keep it apolitical. You know,
I don't know. I think it's a good idea. My feelings are hurt, honestly.
I'm sorry, dude.
No,
it is a good idea.
You always
it's a great
have
idea.
Good ideas. You have plenty of good ideas.
It's a really good idea.
We don't try to make you feel
even
bad.
Even if they're bad ideas, it's like please just like embrace my free spirit.
I know. Yes, and
my free thinking. You know,
you're right. I love where you're coming from. With that, I love the energy behind that idea. Do you have any more ideas?
No.
Yeah, you do.
That was
you're
my big idea.
For
I'm sorry, dude.
Come on, brother.
I'm I didn't realize.
We thought,
I thought
we
you
liked
were just
it,
riffing.
And I'm sure BetDSI will like it too.
fuck.